This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of a member or agency of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decision for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decision for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign agencies, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Got that out of the way. On the agenda, one of the first things that I wanted to talk about is Tammy is here on the call, and she wants to step up to be the ombudsman for the Union State. And at this point right now, if anybody wants to ask her any questions or anything, because on the last meeting she wasn't able to show up, she's here today, and we welcome her with open arms. And anybody, or Tammy, do you want to say something first before we get started with everybody else asking questions?
I could say a little bit, yeah. I'm in Washoe County, and I became an ASN in June of last year, and it was my understanding, which was a misunderstanding, according to Anna, I guess, that I had to wait for a year and a half to serve, and so I just didn't. And I decided I'm going to do that. So after speaking with Anna and realizing that I didn't have to wait a year and a half, although it has been a year and a half now, I thought I'd step up and help you all out. So
we appreciate that. And the rule on that is it's not when you sign your papers, it's a year, and it's supposed to be a year one day. But what it is like if you move into Nevada. So say you moved into Nevada, then you would have to wait a year and one day to serve anything from the day you moved to Nevada. It has nothing to do with your paperwork. Okay?
So right. Yeah. Anna explained that to me. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's. We would have loved to have you earlier. Yeah, it's even just being in the meetings is good.
You know, I have to tell you that I did bring it up, Rocky, to another coordinator who confirmed that I needed to wait a year.
Oh, really?
So.
Wow. Okay. Well, in our meetings, you don't. Does anybody want to ask Tammy any questions or?
Just tell us a little bit about yourself, please. This is Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. Tamara. Hi, Tamara. My name
is Tamara.
My legal name is Tamara as well. So I've lived in Reno for 20 years. I actually began studying about being an ASN many years ago and signed up with somebody that I thought was from Nevada who charged me some ridiculous price, $200-something for about 40 pages of paperwork that needed to be notarized. And then he left, just closed down his site. So I guess I got bamboozled on that one. But I was studying David Strait, somebody that was under David Strait for a while, and her whole premise was to get out of traffic tickets. That didn't sound right to me. So I held on to that paperwork and didn't do anything. And I found a neighbor, actually, who became a friend. We started talking about it, and he told me about the Nevada and the one page, the 928, and that it doesn't have to be 500 pages. And so I went ahead last year and got recorded. Not sure. Is that good, Tamara? Tamara?
You can call me T. Yeah, no, that's nice. Thank you. I know my nickname is T, so you can just call me T.
That was a nickname of mine growing up as well. T Nick, yeah.
You know how it feels.
Michelle, do you want to say something?
Yes.
Michelle, you got your hand up?
Yes, I had to finally unmute. You know, I'm not great at this computer. My question is, this is Michelle Schmidt. I'm sorry, it's my phone too. What do you know about the role of ombudsman?
I'll tell you, Michelle, not a whole lot. When I stepped up and asked Rocky where he needed help, that was what he needed. And I have listened to every one of your guys' recordings. So when he said that ombudsman was a place that needed help, I went in and read all of Anna's articles. She had about 8 to 10 of them. And then he sent me a video, and I listened to that. And they were kind of learning, too. So my understanding about ombudsman is pretty much that it is a mediation role, just kind of a confidential intermediary mediator, basically. Yeah.
Thank you. And
that's about it.
Two things I wanted to hear, and that was your willingness to step up and learn and the confidentiality.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will tell you, they stress that a lot in the video, but just to let you know, I have been working on my dissertation for counseling, so that is something that I abide by just in general life, but I have to as well in that. So confidentiality is important.
That's wonderful. My late husband and I did Christian counseling. And so we understand what, you know, this actually the assembly, you know, bases on Matthew 18, which is just good for anyone, you know. Thank you so much for your willingness to step up. I yield.
Absolutely.
Anybody else?
This is Denise. I just had a few questions about what other research have you done, and possibly like PKTF. So they have an ombudsman training. It's done with Susan, and they also like kind of outline the role as ombudsman as kind of an educator, but you're really educating in how to self-govern and follow common law. Have you had a chance to look into any of our, I'll call it like basic common law handbooks?
Hi, Denise. Yeah, I do have the common law handbook. I actually went into PKTF this morning and spent some time on their website, but it's under construction. So I didn't find anything for ombudsman under their training, but I got several messages saying we're working on this, and that was June 13th or something, I don't know, of this year.
I didn't find it
on their website.
Yeah, okay. I can send you an active link. There's a class going on. I'm not sure how often they meet, but I know the person who's running it. So let me put you in touch with her if you don't mind just sending me a quick email AmericanFirst@fastmail.com. And then that way she can just let you know what their schedule is. And if you can't make it to the meetings, hopefully she could put you on a list for the recordings. And I loved her approach to Ombudsman because it was all about education and basically just educating people on how to self-govern through common law. So, and thank you for stepping up. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Denise. I wonder if that is that the same training. It was the international ombudsman that Rocky sent me. Rocky.
That's a different group, and that's still being run by Deborah. So this is a different type of education. Yeah, be glad to send it to you.
Okay, great. I'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to ask questions? Anybody? Okay. Does everybody want to go into a vote, or somebody nominate Tammy to be an ombudsman for the National Union State?
I'd like to nominate Tamara as the ombudsman for the Union State.
Your text on Thank you, Michelle. Anybody want to second it?
I'll second it for sure. Grateful that you're trying, Tammy, to jump in there, and I think it's awesome that you're doing that. Grateful for you.
Yeah, it's good that she's trying to learn as much as she can, too, which is good. Okay, so with that said, we're going to go into a vote. Only state nationals or people in Union State in any county could be voting. On the first vote, you're going to raise your hands if you want to say yes to her being the ombudsman. So raise your hands now if everybody wants to vote yes.
I'm on the phone, brother, so please put Christine and Keith Love down as yes.
Okay.
And also put Brian Borkart down as yes. I'm on the phone also.
Okay.
I'm also on the phone.
As a yes, sorry about that, whoever that was.
This is C2 Robertson. I'm also on the phone, and you can also put me there as a yes.
Okay. Was there anybody else that was on the phone? I got 5, Keith, Christy, B2, Dell, and forgot the other one.
Brian.
Okay. So that's 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So it's 13 yeses. Okay, if everybody can put their hands down.
Okay, you can put a yes on Armando, please.
Okay. Ray, can you put your hand down?
I'm trying.
And Charlotte.
I don't know if Tammy realizes that she can vote for herself as well.
Yeah. She can if she wants to.
No, I didn't know that. But.
Okay, anybody wants to vote no? Raise their hands now. Okay, anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hand now. Okay, from everybody can raise their hands, whatever. Anyway, the count I have is 15 yeses, Zero no's, zero abstain. You're in, Tammy. And the next step, too, would be, Robert, if you could start the vetting on her.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next thing I have is in the links, the download that I sent everybody to do the links, there's two documents that we need everybody to go to read through them, mark them up, whatever, make any changes you think should be there. One of them is the Nevada Union State Elections Handbook that we need to read through and mark up whatever, you know, like whatever needs to be changed or whatever you think is it should say, basically. That's the start of, you know, coming up with some kind of document for an election handbook. The next document is the Union State Journal Membership Agreement. We've had several of those. This is just an off-read of one of those. Again, read through those, read through it, mark it up, do whatever you need to let us know any changes that we think we need to be before we bring it up to any kind of votes or anything or adopt it into the Union State. Anybody have any questions with those or what needs to be done?
I do, Rocky. Where do I find those?
When I sent out the email, I sent a link to the drive where it's at. Did you see the email?
I had previous emails where you have a website with different files. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'll share my screen. And hang on a minute here. Let me get... these things out of the way here. So basically, it's US downloads at the Nevada Assembly gov.land. If you go in there, you guys can see my screen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it says Union State Meetings. Scroll down to the bottom of that where it's the 10/19, which is today. You click on that. And it's basically the two PDFs here. The other two files are, they're kind of like Word. It's Affinity that we're using to do our documents. So those are the actual documents. If you had Affinity, you can actually do them in there. But the PDFs, if you just download the PDFs, to download them, you just click on them, and you click on this little thing right here for download, and then you can download them wherever you want, right? So basically, it's just the documents. On the seal here, I have some questions with Anna on that. I haven't got answers yet, but other than the seal or the documents in it, you know, I mean the information, we really need to go through the information and make sure that it's, you know, it says exactly what we want to do, you know, as far as how we're going to handle the Union State elections. And the other one, the Journal Membership Agreement, I'll bring it up so you can just see what it looks like. Just a piece of paper that basically says that you acknowledge and accept the duties of the Nevada Union State Journal Assembly. So we just need to read through this, make sure it sounds okay to you guys. Again, like I said, on the seal part of it, that may change because I think it needs to say soil jurisdiction only, not land and soil. So that's one of the things I got to get with Anna and get it clarified on the seal. Any other questions? So you understand how to get to it now? In this link that I gave you, at any time you can go through there. It's like this meeting here, probably about 30 minutes after the meeting, the video will be up here in this same link. So you don't have to wait for me to send you an email to tell you the link's out there. If you just periodically look through these documents, you'll find it. Any other questions about it? On what we need to do? The next thing I wanted to show you guys is where I'm at. Last time I went over this, this is the voting software. We went over how to create your account, and then we went into the member section, which is this part, which you would log in. This is actually the same login as you would do on the LRO. I changed some of these so you could read it better. This one I changed it so, which is whoever logs in, like this is showing me logged in, and it shows you what I voted on each one of these for the vetting committee. So each one that you do or vote on, it'll show up in here. The result is a total right now. I'm coming up with one that'll actually show you that we can do either secret ballots or not. This one's more of a secret one because it's just totals. And then the other thing we talked about is doing a bio so that people can see or read about stuff. If you look under my name here, because I'm logged in, there's going to be a button under my name where I can put in my bio. And when you click on that, it'll take you to a screen to put in your bio. So you'll have a, at the very top is just a short description about you. And then the bottom part is basically like you can write a book about whatever it is that the reason why you want to take the position or whatever, so people can read it. Just like we had Tammy, we asked Tammy some questions, whatever. You can put a lot of that stuff in your bio here. And then that would then populate into the voting one, so people can then click on. What I'm going to do is on the voting one is like next to your name, I'll put a button for each person. You'll be able to click on it and see the bio for each one. Now we'll be able to read about the person's, just in case you didn't know about them or who they are and you want to make a better vote on them, you know, just instead of just abstaining or whatever, you may want to know a little bit about them, right? Anybody with questions on that? Okay, there's somebody saying that there's blank, avoid blank space time. Okay. Ray, did you want to say something?
Snap. I'm sorry. I didn't think I was on right now.
Okay.
I'm just thankful to like get in contact with you guys again, and it's been a minute. And the ombudsman, I'm totally agreeing with everything she's been saying, and I'm just trying to hold back and see what everybody's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ray. So anybody else has any questions on the software, where we're going with it? I wanted to make a little comment, too, about the software. I have been having, after the last meeting, I've been having people trying to break into it. And they're assuming I'm using WordPress or any of those other tools. I can tell you that that is not the case. This software is going to be as secure as it can be. Good luck trying to break into it. I mean, there probably could be somebody that can. But all this software is hand-wrote by me, not using any third-party software. So good luck on that part. But again, we need to keep the software that we create especially for the LRO and for this, right? Needs to be as secure as possible to where, you know, our information is put in here the way it should be, you know what I'm saying, and nobody be able to get to it, other than whatever means we give. You know, like when you go to the E-Verify, let me see if that part of it is working right now. Because I haven't been playing with the LRO one, and I was shutting off a lot of them. Yeah, see, I got it shut off right now. But anyway, when you go into these different software, I'm going to make sure that they are as secure as possible and to make sure our information is safe as possible. Anybody have any questions on that? Okay.
Hi, Rocky. This is Charlotte. I just want to tell you thank you for making this easy for us people that don't understand all the computer things. I do appreciate it. I know how much work goes into this. My son does computers. So I understand how hard all this is, and I just want to thank you very much for making it easy for all of us.
Yeah. There's a lot of changes that right now this is not live software yet. Once we get to the point, it'll be up to everybody to make a decision. There's still changes that need to be on here. You know, it's like one of the things, the seal that's behind this is wrong. I just noticed that now while I was talking to you guys. It needs to be changed to the Union State one. Again, I'm trying to make it as easy as possible because I know there is going to be a lot of people that doesn't know how to use a lot of software. And we got to be as easy and, you know, where people can just do it without having a lot of problems. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
It looks great, Rocky. Really, really looks great. I'm grateful for you and all your efforts. Really appreciate it. We really do.
Okay. Stop the sharing right now. The other things, there have been a lot of other stuff going on, and we need to keep focusing on just building our Union State and our counties. And again, as if anybody wants to work on the international state or the Nevada Assembly, they need to get in contact with Sue and, you know, definitely get in with her on whatever positions that she needs to be filled and whatever, you know, because we got to build all portions of this. And so we needed to help Sue, too, as if we can, on getting, you know, like the international pillar and, you know, some of those other pillars up and running. So if you want to help Sue, definitely get on her meetings, normally on Wednesdays, especially the first Wednesday of the month, so we can help in that areas, too. But we need to get every part, all of our counties. You know, we got to get everybody in every county up and, you know, trying to get their counties up and running. And then also in, you know, the Union State, which is bringing all the counties together, right? And then the last part, you know, the biggest part of it is getting the the State of the Union up and running, which is the Nevada Assembly. And just like Sue's always been saying, whatever, there's only one the Nevada Assembly. We're not it. We are working on Union State and counties on these ones. Is there anything anybody wants to say about those? Okay, so basically Tammy is going to be the bondsman right now. Also, too, if I don't know if, let me see if... Carlos is not in right now. There was a lot of stuff that happened last week or whatever. It's been sent to the Oversight Committee. The Oversight Committee is looking at some allegations against me and other stuff about who's doing what and that kind of stuff. So, and they're also going over some of the voting stuff. So we need the oversight committee to go over that. Tammy, you'll be working with those, with the oversight committee, because that's one of the jobs, is to make sure they're not attacking people or doing whatever that a budsman would be, you know, need to get involved in, right? So, like I said, I was hoping Carlos would be here. P2, are you here?
Yes, Rocky, I am attending.
Do you want to say anything about what the oversight committee is working on?
With the documents that Sue sent out, so I forward that to Carlos and part of the committee, the oversight committee. So we're going over that, and I'm out of the state. We'll be meeting on the 28th of this month when I return, and then I'm glad that Tammy is also on board. And I don't know if she's familiar with the documents that being assimilated by Sue. So if not, we'll forward that to you too as well, Tammy.
I received those. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it sounds like we're moving forward on it. And again, that's the oversight committee would then let us know whenever you get some kind of of recommendation on what we need to do or the assembly needs to think about or talk about at that time. Is there any other, like, new business or something somebody wants to talk about? Go ahead, Michelle.
How do I start? I said some things on our last meeting that I shouldn't have said, and I just, I know not everyone are Christ followers, but I have to speak in that language because that's who I am. I firmly believe if you sin in public, you need to apologize in public. I also believe that none of us should be attacking someone personally, whether that's their integrity, the way they spell, the way they speak, the way they look, their religion, anything personally is just an attack. It is not using an informed, intelligent argument. And so I question Sue's integrity, and I want to apologize publicly for doing that, and I have apologized to her. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, we do need to course correct, or, you know, definitely if we do something that we feel is not correct, all of us need to make sure we're working in honor here. Anybody else? Okay, this looks like it's
Rocky, this is Charlotte. I am so confused. I've read all these things that we have on here. Maybe this isn't the place to address this. But what is going on between you and Denise and Sue? Is there some kind of controversy going on that I'm not that I should know about?
Well, I'm not sure myself is what's really going on. I mean, we all need to work together, and there's got to be some way to solve whatever's going on. I'm not sure. You just got to look at all the videos, look at all the documents, and then make your own decision on what's going on. Okay. And hopefully we can fix it, you know, and move forward so we can build a state.
That's my goal, is to get us everybody united. But I'm not understanding what the controversy is. I thought we were all working as a team with Sue and everybody together to get all this created. And some of these emails are like, the last one from Sue really confused me. I'm like, well, I don't understand what's going on.
May I go ahead, Steve?
That's why I'm asking.
Well, this is kind of our consolidated view now. We've reached out to Sue many times to be in union with us and working together, and every single time she's lashed out at Rocky, you know, and Denise. And we've reached out many times, and we'll continue to do so because that's what we feel that our Lord would want. Just keeping it real.
Yeah.
So we've reached out many times, and you can see any time in any research that you have of emails and this and that, you never see negative emails from us, and you see continuous emails from up there, up north, about how bad Rocky is and how we're all confused, and there's a few good ones down here, but it's just really, it's not in equal term in any fashion. They continuously attack us down here. The root comes back to Craig. You heard Michelle talk, her husband. We all love Craig very, very much. And this is just my view again. This is not just stating what everybody has to feel, but this is my view as sheriff of the Clark County Assembly, that Sue has and her husband Doug, they for some reason really had something, and I wasn't aware of it for quite a while, but something really, really against Craig and Michelle. And we all have our opinions of what that might be, but in our estimate, it was entirely unfounded. We know Michelle and Craig with all of our hearts. We know them because we are here with them, and we've gone through a lot with them, and they've been time-tested in the Lord and in peaceful, in honor. And for some reason, something happened, and we all have our opinion what those reasons might be, but they've had something against Craig and Michelle. And then, of course, Rocky as well, because Craig is on Rocky's on the Craig tree. He's part of the Craig tree, which a lot of us are. Craig Schmidt was absolutely amazing, and we still love him to this day. We'll see him again someday.
He's the one. I went to a couple of meetings with him, and I was interested, but he is the one that gave me all the information so that I could be informed and I could do this. I really enjoyed that man, and I really enjoyed talking with him and his wife.
Yeah, we love Craig, and we love him to this day. We were actually stunned by that happening, but we also, in his memory and with his love backing us, continue to move forward in love. We don't understand why the attacks continue. There's really no grace from the North ever. It's always 100% attack, and they're unfounded attacks. 98% of them are. We're all human. We make mistakes, but we all course correct and move forward. Again, this is just my opinion, but I think it's a lot of the saints down here, a lot of our assembly members agree with me exactly. So we're still trying to move past the attacks and continue to move forward like our blessed brother Rocky has been doing, and Tamara, and we support them 100%. We know who they are. We love them, and we've seen them time-tested, truth and light. And they've reached out before again to the North folks up there, not naming any people in particular, but Stu and Doug seem to come to the forefront on directing attacks against Rocky and Tamara and Denise, you know, and us down here, which is just flipping ridiculous because we need to work together. There's a darn few of us. So that brings to mind what really is going on. Because all of us being just so few in changing our political status, we're up against, you know, Goliath, and yet we still have a faction or a group of folks that continue to want to attack
their own. So that's making us not really understand if they really are our own. If they are truly American state nationals, they would course correct and take an olive branch that we've offered so many times. I mean, you can put your hand out so many times and get it slapped, and then you just keep your hand, you know, in, and you know, because you don't want to get slapped anymore. Obviously, no, they're not trying. They've not tried once, not one time have we ever seen an olive branch from them, except if we lobotomize our assembly, then they'll be, you know, they'll get us back in their graces. And it's a bunch of crap. So anyway, you asked, and I decided to get on here and tell my view and just give a quick synopsis of what really our view is down here. We have reached out. We are not in error, because we've reached out in love many times. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed for them and said sweet things and reached out to them. What would you like us to do? Oh, just get rid of Rocky and then you'll be happy? No, they want to get rid of this and that. And it's really none of their flipping business what we do in our county. We're trying to unite our state, and we're going to continue to move forward. They have no idea who they're messing with down here. The thing is that we are just going to move forward in love, and we're going to move forward in force and in knowledge, and we're going to move forward with all of the gifts we have down here and the love, because you know what? Love conquers all. And that's from Brother Love. So I'm just saying, that's just kind of the synopsis, sweetheart. I'm just letting you know, we're just trying to move forward and be attacked. But you know, iron sharpens iron. Go ahead. Who's cutting in? Who's joining?
It's just Denise. Keith, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate all your words. And Charlotte, I do want to let you know that moving forward, all the assemblies are going to be very focused on building their militias, because that's really what we should be building. That is what's coming out of the PKTF, and Rocky has been chosen to fulfill that role for Nevada, which is a great choice. So that's going to be our forward motion. And don't worry, this is happening, what is happening to Nevada, on about half the states. And one of the problems was there was Federation authority that was continually misinforming many people that the state had to be built first. So anything that, if there was not money flowing to the state, if there was not time and effort flowing to the state people threatened anyone who was not assisting them. But I was very clear to Sue, because Craig taught me and Michelle taught me, that a people on the soil jurisdiction is the authority of the state, and every county is its own nation. And so that has been a developing theme since last year, but that was something, as we restore the government, became more clear as time went on. And when this started coming out almost 2 years ago now from PKTF, it was not met with any open arms. Everybody was up in arms. And then as the time has gone on, they've tried to evolve the restoration using programs that they were calling like the Model County Initiative. There's lots of things that every 3 or 4 months they try to test some programs, see how people can help stand in their authority. And because our state has Craig and Michelle and had Craig, we are a very strong state and county. But many of us down here in Clark were well trained by Craig. That's why we are so good. But there's lots of states that didn't have a Craig and Michelle. So they are floundering. We're going to continue to build. I mean, Nevada has some of the greatest population of ASN because Craig. If Craig found out or got a call or text or email from someone that they wanted to get papered up, he would jump in his car, even though could barely walk, and go to that person and sign them up. And Craig made outreach the number one priority of our assembly.
Yeah, because he helped
which is as it should be. And then there Yeah, outreach is how it should be. Everyone should be outreaching, and that is really our only job, is to reach out, sign up more people, assemble. All this other stuff, committees, forms and stuff, it's all great. Yes, we're government. Our number one job is to walk up to that person, you know, in the grocery store or wherever, and say, I heard you make a comment, and I just want to say, I think we're kindred spirits. If you want to get in touch with our group, here's a card. And then just try to build our assembly. I yield.
Yeah. Hey, Denise and Keith, thank you. This is Doug Holzabout, Marshal at Arms. And I would like to say a few things, since I think I've been misrepresented. Keith, you talk about Michelle and Craig. And I don't know if you know, but Sue and I met with Michelle and Craig. We traveled down to Las Vegas a number of times. And we had lunch with Craig and Michelle. And we even said every time we left that we love them, we appreciate them. And I think that was mutual. And we worked with them. So I don't know where the hate comes from. And I think Michelle, I mean, unless you want to disagree, I think that's the way we felt and that's what we did. And so I'm very surprised that Keith would say that there was a hate between us or he can't understand what was going on. There was a love between us. We worked well together. We didn't always agree, but that's what this is all about.
This is amazing. This is amazing, Doug, because we haven't had this conversation up to this point. This is what I've been talking about. And I'm just telling you reaching out right now, then what is going on? Why are you guys continuing
Rocky? You know who's attacking is Ask Denise.
Well, those emails, look, I'm not going to argue and talk over each other, but I'm just grateful to hear your voice.
Talk over me. This is the problem.
Excuse me. Go ahead and continue. This is not the problem. There's other problems involved, but I was telling you, I'm grateful to finally hear you speak.
I'm responding to you because you are saying a lot of things to Charlotte that are not true. And we reach out. We reach out as the state. And you guys are doing your own thing. We may or may not agree what's going on. But I'm talking about Craig and Michelle, and I think Michelle would agree. We have a great deal of respect for each other. What's happened is just like I received an email, and I think all of you did too, from Denise, who is well within her right to do what she wants to do, but she's misinformed. She's calling me an employee of the government. She's saying that she makes all these statements with no proof. She says I'm part of Big Pharma. I don't work for Big Pharma. I work for a private company. So what she's saying, what she's putting out there is absolute untruth. So I am not going to get into a big debate tonight, but I'm just responding to you that if you're reaching out to us, that's I don't see it. I get demands from Rocky for things that I don't even have. He wants all this information that I believe Denise already has that she got from Craig or Craig's computer. I don't know, but I'm just guessing. You hold private meetings and you say all these bad things and make all these assumptions that are not true, and there's no proof behind it. So what you're seeing come from us, and that I'm talking me and Sue, is show the proof. We show facts. We have been factual. If you want to show the facts, that's fine too. And I will, for just, we can hear in your voices the last time Doug has shut me down. I don't know what you're saying, but anyway, in the chat. That's one of the reasons I don't like chat, because you can say what you want without talking to anybody. But anyway, I will leave it at that, and I will let Michelle answer, if we just, I will let, hold on, Keith, I will let Michelle answer to correct your statement that we had some hate or some disagreements with her and with Craig. We love Craig. The last time we met with them, we even brought our kids together. Our two kids, or our my stepson and his girlfriend, are Air Force veterans. Both Michelle and Craig are Air Force veterans. They had a wonderful conversation. And you know what? That's what I thought this assembly was about until everything else started happening. And I will yield.
Okay, thank you. This is what's most important to me. Thank you so much, Doug, for your perspective. And I appreciate that. There's information that I wasn't aware of. Also, the fact to me that most matters right now is that are you saying that we can actually have a loving relationship with you folks up there without attacking each other? If you don't receive any attacks from us down here, Denise, Rocky, myself, anybody in Clark County not attacking you, are you stating right now that your wife and you, who's your wife is probably there listening, bless her heart, I love her horses, we have horses as well, but I'm telling you, if you guys right now are saying this, you're coming out with this right now, if all of this is true, then let's stop sending negative emails against each other. And you have my vow from us, anybody that I have any influence over will not be sending attack emails to you or any of that. Let's work together. Now, you're talking right now. If you really mean what you're saying, then I would ask you to lay down your arms, whatever is going on, Marshal of Arms, against us. Please lay them down because we've laid them down already towards you. If anybody that I have influence over. So, Doug, I met you. I met your Air Force son and his girlfriend. They were very awesome. I remember meeting them at the – no one's denying that you had a wonderful relationship with Michelle and Craig at some point. But what we have heard, it's not just lies, which I didn't really appreciate you saying that. That's a judgment right there. That was my own interpretation from the information I had. There was no lie in my heart, which is indicating some type of evil motive. I was just indicating the knowledge that I had, and it was from Michelle, and it was from Craig and people that were around him, that something happened between you guys over money or something, the Treasury. Again, I'm not saying that these are facts. This is just what I heard with my information. And yes, I've reached out on emails to you guys, and I've reached out on phone messages that we've had, meetings that I know you were in on listening. That I reached out many times to you guys, and every single time, I just would like to please move forward. Marshal at Arms, this is the Clark County Sheriff asking you, please, let's lay down our arms and work together in earnest. No agendas, because we always feel something happens, that there's some hidden agenda. If the other stuff is incorrect, then so be it. No one's continued, to my knowledge, continued attacking you on working with the government and what have you. In fact, last time I remember hearing Anna saying that what you were doing was cool. It wasn't in conflict. So, I mean, that's all as far as I was going. So I've not had any attacks thrown towards you from me or my department, my group, towards you guys at all. It's been nothing but love and reaching out. And that's the way we work. We want to be stronger, Doug, together. There's so few of us. So, again, I yield, and I'm grateful that you reached out. Please don't ever call me a liar or say I'm lying, because that's really incorrect. That's not a good thing to say to me. If you've met me, you know, don't call me a liar. I appreciate that. I might have had information that wasn't correct.
Keith, I would want to say that I apologize if I called you a liar. I apologize on that. Number two is I don't have any arms up against you. I'm not after anybody or trying to bring anybody down. I am, as my job, to protect the state of Nevada, the Nevada, not the state of Nevada, sorry, but Nevada Assembly. And when there are things like people not passing vetting, when there is the oversight committee that did not approve Rocky and had questions for Rocky, and he refused to answer and came back with he and Denise were going to file claims against us, that's not the way we react here. We react with love, right, Keith? Just what you said. I just put in what I was sent by Denise yesterday. So it's in the chat, so you guys can all read what she put in there. So if you say there's not a tax being sent I call it the South. I don't want to say this is a North-South anything. We are one assembly. We should be working as one assembly. Rocky just said that earlier today. But
I wasn't aware of anything she said. My bad. I wasn't aware of anything she said.
Look in the chat. You want to know why?
I'd like to interject here since something was said about me that was incorrect, and that was Keith.
I'm going to let you guys have your conversation. I'm going to leave
for
now.
For what you said, okay? And Keith, on Wednesday,
please talk. That's fine. You can talk over me all you want.
Sorry, Doug, this is Michelle. Doug, please don't leave. There's something I would like to say.
I would like to.
Are you still on here, Doug?
He left the chat.
I'm very sorry that he left.
No, Charlotte, this is good. So what happened this week was on Wednesday, everything was kind of calmed down. And then on Wednesday morning, the militia state commander put out a false document about Rocky and also about me. And so that was at 8 a.m. Then at noon, they had to have an emergency meeting about it, and at 5 o'clock, they had a meeting. So I tried to get on the meeting, and they would not let me on. I tried to get in 9 times, and then they told me that I could not be in the meeting.
Why?
And they shut me out. So this has been something that's been going on for almost like 10 months. Where they want to have everything in a one-way conversation and a one-way court and doing everything by emergency, and everything is a BFD when it's not. These people get their feelings hurt about stuff, or they make assumptions. Then they start, all the paper starts flying around, and then if we ignore it, they say that we are acquiescing. So because they wrote that, and then they wrote to PKTF and got them involved. Then PKTF involved me, and I think they involved Rocky. I don't know who else. But I was asked to respond. And I responded with my evidence and my facts and my proof. Doug works for a company called ServeURX. ServeURX contracts with Mark Cuban, is basically half owner, and they contract with all big pharma for generic drugs, and some of them are probably life-saving or whatever, which is great, but some of them aren't. Is it a crime to work for Big Pharma? No, but he works for Big Pharma. Doug is also not just a volunteer fire guy that, you know, shows up once in a while at the fire station and has a beer with the guys. He was the manager of the fire station. And so he has painted himself as this, oh, I'm just a volunteer, but he was actually the manager, and his boss is the fire marshal who works on the Nevada State Police, and they have a DUNS number. And all this has been researched, and it was all put in a document because it has gone this far. So there's lots of other stuff. I don't want to take up the meeting time, but anyway, if you know, I'm just an ASN. All I want to do is sign more people up. Every time I have to stop and work on these projects, that's 10 hours, 15 hours of writing, of getting evidence, of whatever. I have spent hundreds of hours.
Denise, that's good.
Thank you. Okay, Rocky, Doug, come back if you can talk.
Yeah, I came back on just because Michelle asked me to come back on, so I'm here just to let everybody know.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I would like a chance to speak, please. There is so much that people are assuming. Doug and Sue and Craig and I got along great. Things fell apart with so many, I can't say so many people, in December, and Denise was part of it. I want people to understand, I know that they think there's no excuse, but like Brian up there, you know, said some pretty cool things I said, I think, to Craig on that last meeting, because everybody doesn't understand. He was in so much pain, he couldn't hardly function, and he was still trying to work with people on this assembly. And understandably, Sue got frustrated because the day of that meeting, she kept trying to call him and he did not answer. Me seeing him, I know it was because, and he wouldn't voice it, is because he couldn't hardly breathe or move, and he was trying to work on things for that meeting. That should have been explained to her, and it was not. So when things aren't explained and you don't understand, assumptions happen. And I'm not blaming Sue for that. Yes, I was very upset with some things that were said, that, you know, about Craig saying he was going to back off. He couldn't. I mean, Brian said, if you keep saying that you're going to back off and let other people handle it, but you didn't. And I thought that was very cruel to say when not one person stepped up to do Craig's job. He continued until even the day before he died, trying to work on this stuff. And I honestly believe it was all that stress that gave him that heart attack. On the other hand, it's God's will to choose when he takes someone home. So I'm not blaming anyone. Maybe Craig for working so hard and not listening and backing off. But if he could see what's happening now and people stepping up, that would make him so proud. And I'm going to say, and this is what I believe, that the problem started then when Craig was told someone was going to buy him a crown because he was the king. And I thought that was horrible to say to somebody that worked themselves literally to death for this assembly. I also am so ashamed of those of you that think that it's your job to go and investigate everybody to try to find something wrong with them. That is not what we're supposed to be about. So what? That people have things in their past. This is now. God forgive. As far as the east is to the west, as deep as the deepest ocean, it is not up to you to try, any of you, to try to track down things that people have done wrong in their past. I have so many skeletons in my closet, and I am praise God every day that he has saved me from things that I've done wrong. We need to stop this stupid fighting and investigating each other and start working on this assembly. That's what's important. Love God and love people. I don't care if this is not a fight between the North and South. This is the fight for our country. I'm sorry, I get so angry and so passionate, and then I sin, and I just ask for forgiveness. Just start getting along. This is so ridiculous. I yield.
And before anybody else.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Oh, I just wanted to say something when Doug was on the phone, because The last thing that I heard was they were talking about you in a meeting, and I was just going to say, if you got something to say about Rocky, talk to him if you think he's doing something wrong. You should be able to discuss, hey, you know, this, like you said, like, oh, don't, you're not supposed to do it that way, and then you would discuss it and figure out the right way to do it, and everybody would be fine. But talking about somebody, nobody likes that when you're not at a meeting and then other people are throwing out your dirty laundry or accusing you of things that maybe you're not even doing wrong. So that was all I was going to say. Because I don't think he's, I think to me he came across as a victim, but they're not being upstanding if they are not working with you to, if they think they need to correct you or to help you. And it's about helping each other. So if I start doing something and I don't do it right, I want someone to tell me, hey, Carolyn, this is the right way to do it. And I'd be like, oh, shit, okay. So that's all I was going to say.
Okay. Before anybody else talks, I want to share my screen. This is for Doug. Okay. You should be able to see my screen now. He said that oversight tried to contact me. I did not say nothing to them. If you read this bottom part right here, this is my email to Jill. And basically what I said, first off, you need to give me what allegations you were talking about. No one can come up with discovery on nothing. Second, as you may know, there is third-party ombudsman in place. I got a third-party ombudsman. His name was John, to try to solve this problem because I do want to talk to the people and whatever. The answer from Jill, I think, was not appropriate for what it happened. I did ask for a list of things so that I can give proof or whatever for, and I got no response other than, you know, I am not the one making allegations against Doug and Sue. I have not made any allegations up. The only thing I've ever said in one meeting is somebody said, once you talk to them, and I said, I've tried and it hasn't worked. That was my response to the person. And they said, how come you don't talk to Marshall Arms? And all I said is they're married. I have never gave nobody's names or nobody accused of anything. So Doug and Sue, if you think I've done something to you or whatever, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ever, you know, the deal is, the way I look at it is I don't want you doing anything to me I have done to you or not done to you. So I'm not going to do anything to you guys because, again, I don't want you doing it to me. And I believe that everybody here needs to work together. We need to build this state together, and we need to put our differences aside and actually talk to each other. You know, if Sue or Doug, either one of you, if you have any questions of what I'm doing, whatever, shoot me an email. I'll answer your emails, okay? I don't need to be attacked or be, you know, run through a meeting, you know, saying all kinds of bad things to me. I've never had a chance to even give you any kind of proof or any kind of evidence of why I'm doing something. You know, we're not in the Model County. We moved out of it. I do help Luis in the Model County stuff. But I have the right to be in any meeting that I can be in to help build this world, and I'm going to do that, even with, you know, what you guys are doing up north. We need that. We need Sue and Doug doing what they're doing, and everybody needs to back them, just like we, you know, back us down here, you know, and what we're doing here with the counties and with the Union State. We need help in every area, and we appreciate everybody that stands up and does this. You know, my hat's off to Doug and Sue. They stood up. They're in it. They're willing to help. You know, let's get behind them. Let's help them. Anyway, Doug, if you want to say anything, go ahead.
Yeah, Rock, I'll just comment on what you put up there. I was not in the ombudsman or in the oversight committee. I Sue and I were asked to step away because there was a ton of allegations that had been made. That's mm-hmm. why the oversight committee met, because of the allegations. And so they felt you knew the allegations because you made them and Denise made them. So that is why that document was put out. I'm not on that. I didn't have anything to do with that. Sue didn't have anything to do with that. That was Jill and the rest of the committee. And so if you have questions, by saying you need to know what the allegations are, those were the reason they had that meeting was because of what you had said. So talk to Jill. Jill probably, I'm assuming, because I wasn't in those meetings, I'm assuming Jill has everything that they were talking about in that meeting to come with that conclusion to you. So I would reach out to Jill. But when we get Denise calling people dead fish zombies, which is a religious negative quote that's basically saying death to Christians, then Jill backs off because she's a very religious person who doesn't want to deal with somebody who's evil. So, I mean, Rocky, if you want some answers, go to Jill on that because Jill is waiting to talk to you. So by saying we don't reach out, we don't talk, I'm not a part of that. If you want to give Jill a call, I'm sure she'll be happy to talk to you. But there's a lot of things, and maybe, you know, maybe it's like Michelle said, December was the problem. Well, that's when Denise happened to come on to the assembly. And ever since then, we've had issues. Mark put her on a timeout with a corrective action, which she did not correct. She did not respond to. She attacked him. And that is the sign. Anybody who doesn't agree with Denise gets attacked. So there's facts out there. There's evidence out there of that. So maybe Rocky, this Denise and the association with Denise, I'm just speculating, but I think there's a lot of facts to back it up. It may be the issue. That may be the main issue. And if anybody wants to explore that, then, you know, happy to explore that. But, you know, I'm just telling you what I know, what I've seen, the attacks on me, Brian, Mark, Jill. I mean, every time somebody, Peter, Aaron Eller, I mean, people aren't even participating anymore because they're afraid of getting attacked by Denise. And I think Michelle said it very well. And Michelle, I appreciate what you said 100%. We had a very nice assembly, and I think everybody was getting along. We were the most important thing is not outreach. The most important thing is building our four pillars. That includes outreach, most definitely. But the PKTF is not the most important piece. Most important piece is building Nevada Assembly four pillars. The counties and the state need to be built. But if we're looking to an outside agency, which is PKTF, to do that for us, I think that's very, very unproductive at this point. We need to figure out what's going on, and we need to meet about it. And I think maybe we need to have Denise be an ASN and step aside and see if that is what the issue is, and everybody can come together, because it is insane what I've seen come through from her, and actually, you know, other things, but I won't get into it. But yeah, I think Rocky, reach out to Jill, ask her what that oversight committee wants from you, or what was trying to figure out from you. That may be a good starting point, and I'll leave it there. I yield.
Doug, that email that I sent, I've tried to talk to Jill several times, and what I get is that I should know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. And the deal is if she would give me specifics, I would definitely give you whatever proof I have. And
I will set up a phone call for you and her, and you guys can talk. Nobody else needs to be on it if you don't want. I would suggest just a conversation between you or her, and then discuss that. And if you feel that there's some validity to it, then you can respond. If you feel there's not validity, then you can respond with that as well. But I think maybe that's the first starting point we should have here, is that if you don't remember what was said, we'll set up this meeting. You guys can have a discussion. Or you can have a discussion with the team that was on her oversight committee at the time. That might be a great place to start. And if you want me to help facilitate that, I'm happy to. Because
love to.
Yeah. So let's... You and I will talk offline, and we'll get that set up, and you decide if you want to meet just with Jill or if you want to meet with her and the rest of the committee that was on that. because there may be questions.
I always thought there was going to be a Zoom call and where we could all talk, and that never happened. And the deal is I don't think until you have all the facts by talking to every person, you know, and I'm open to talking to anybody. I mean, you can listen to anybody in here. I've never, you know, told anybody I wouldn't talk to them. I've always talked to whoever.
Well, and they had a reason they put that together. There was facts that I was asked and Sue was asked to present because we weren't going to be in the meeting and we weren't being a part of this. So I know there's some facts. I don't know if they gathered facts from other people or not, but I'm just saying, I think that either you and Jill or you and Jill and the committee should sit down and have a conversation and work it out. I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And I'll facilitate that for you. And you have my word that I will reach out to Jill tonight, and I'll have her reach out to you as soon as she's able the next day and get that set up.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the other thing, Doug, is I don't appreciate being associated with any other person. I work alone, okay? I don't have any compadres or anybody that, you know, I count on or nothing. It's me doing what I do is me. So if we have problems with other people doing things, associating me with them is not right because I don't do what they're doing. You understand? So if somebody else has made allegations or whatever, that doesn't mean Rocky and that person made the allegations, because I did not. Okay?
So I will not understand to your, as you said, do I understand? I won't understand to your authority, no. But I will let you know that, that you know, if that's the case, there's a lot of joint meetings that you and Denise are on. So that may just be an association. The last ones that I became aware of because you sent it to me was a meeting with Joe and Louise, you and Denise. So if I'm associating you with her mistakenly, I apologize for that. But I am going to tell you that the appearance is, at least to me, and I won't speak for anybody else, is that that you and Denise are a team. And excuse me if I'm wrong, but that's just the appearance to me. Are you?
Yeah, we're not a team. And the last meeting that I had with Denise was the one you're talking with PKTF. Hang on, Keith. And that's because they're the ones that asked me to be in the meeting, so I was in it. And the last minute they asked me.
Yeah, they asked me too. Right.
Yeah. It wasn't something that I was in there with Denise or whatever. It was me being asked to be in a meeting with PKTF. Joe asked me to be in the meeting. I said yes. So I was in that meeting.
Me too.
Me and Denise do not have meetings together alone, off whatever. We did probably a year ago, talking about where we're going to go with assembly, but that's it. So
I'm a witness. So, I'm a witness to that.
Rocky, I want to thank you. I have to go. I'm about almost an hour late feeding my horses. So
okay.
I have to go, but I will talk with Jill, and if you want to talk with me directly, you've got my phone number, or you can send me an email. We'll set up time to talk.
That's awesome, Doug.
I will do that, Doug. Thank you very much, Doug, for being
here. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your comments. And I do. Last time we left, we said we love you guys, and that hasn't changed. Appreciate you, look forward to meeting you again when we're down there. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
So just for your benefit, Michelle, a lot of things happened, and you know, before Craig died, after Craig died, but right around that time, and I don't investigate anyone. I don't really care what they do. Rocky and I are two separate people, but we shielded you from a bunch of stuff that did happen, and then after Craig died, things that happened. So essentially what occurred was, Sue asked me for money, and then she wrote to me, and I put all this in the chat because now it's out. This was the Federation asked me for these documents. I gave it to them. Now that they've had time to look at them, I'm giving them to everybody else. But basically, Sue asked me for money, and then when I wouldn't give it to her, she started this, a terrible march against me. And then they published this letter a week after Craig died to the whole assembly, and I didn't even get a copy. I found out about it through someone else. And it basically said that I was keeping money in the office, that I had all the money of the assembly, that I had all these passwords. It was just full of lies. Stu put out the letter. Then a week later...
Denise, hang on a minute here. Can we just try to put all this behind us and quit talking about it?
I just want to get this because Charlotte keeps asking.
Thank you, Rocky. Please.
Yeah.
We already know...
Thank you.
Hang on, you guys. We already know all of the past and all whatever, and we need to move forward. And we need
about moving forward. So here it is. If anybody wants to see it, and I won't give anybody money, and I stopped giving all the assembly every aspect of it money. So there you go. So
okay. Thank you, Denise. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to say anything before we adjourn here?
Yes,
we just need to report. Go ahead.
Yes, Rocky, this is B2. Regarding the oversight committee here, we have a concern that we're trying to move forward with it. When we met last 2 weeks ago with the oversight committee, we came up with the idea we wanted to push the our credential card to be recognized.
It is almost ready.
So that's moving forward on our part, and every other allocations that has been out there, and the emails that that we receive from coordinators, we're using those as processes, and we're not investigating anything on anyone. We're using those, and they're trying to prove it. You know, this is the first step of the oversight committee, and our first concern is actually having our credential cards being recognized out there. So that's what we're pushing. With all that is going on today, a lot of time has been consumed in actually going over personal hurting this, hurting that. That is such a time consuming. To be honest, we haven't even come up with any solution how we move forward. So I'm saying our oversight committee is stepping forward, and we're moving forward in finding solution in order for us to help Anna out instead of trying to investigate who said that and who said this. So therefore, I just wanted to pray for us right now, if you don't mind. Everybody that is listening, Heavenly Father, I wanted to give this moment to anoint us with your Holy Spirit. You have given each one of us a gift to bring to the table and to enjoin with each other in love. Therefore, I'm asking in the mighty name of Jesus, when we depart tonight, may your love bestow upon all of us. And may this general assembly and everybody involved that come together in love as you had demonstrated to us on the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
So be it.
So be it. So be it.
Amen.
Thank you, Fitu. Anybody else want to say anything?
Rocky, I did not mean to open up a can of worms. I apologize for that, but I have a better understanding now. I'm trying to see where I fit into this and where I think I can help. So going forward, what will be our next step is what I need to know now. And again, I am sorry for doing all that.
Out.
Okay, Charlotte, what my plan is or what my goals are from Anna. Anna's gave me a list of things that she wants me to accomplish. One of them is the Union State, and that's the reason why I'm working on it. I'm sorry if the state of the union or the Nevada Assembly thinks that I'm trying to take over them. That is not the case. This is things that I've been told to work on. Also, with the websites and the emails and the stuff that I've created, was all based on the model county. and I've done all that. And my biggest goal is to get all the counties up and running, because I feel that we need all of the counties. You know, it's just like when you're building a house, you need the foundation there before you can build a house. Okay, way Anna started everything, which is one of the things that Anna said that she needs to reboot the talk, is that that we have to do the states first. The reason that she said the states first at the beginning, she also in that same wording said, as you're building the states, you're building your counties, which is true, because everybody that comes into the state lives in a county, okay? And the deal of the whole thing is we had to have all 50 states in session. That's building the states first, okay? So once we got all the states, all 50 of them are in session today, which makes us now in session the whole United States, okay? And now we need to build our counties, our union state, and with our state, right, you know, the state of the union, we need to build all that to be able to stand. One of the things was say that I was working with PKTF on what I'm working with them on is the border task force. It's border safety and task force. And basically that's one of the pillars or one of the things we need to do to stand up the state. And that's the only reason I agreed to do it, is that's one piece we need to do. So whatever we need to do, I'm willing to help. So I'm here for everybody. I'm here to help build the counties up, not just Clark County, even though I am a coordinator in Clark County too. I definitely want my county up and running, but I want all the other counties up and running too. I want Nye County, Washoe County, I want them all to stand. We need them all. We need at least two people in every county for the Union State to stand. So we got to get our counties up and running, and that's where the outreach comes in, is we got to outreach to all of these other counties and get people signed up and get them in the, you know, in the meetings and get them standing up their counties. So that's my goals. That's what I'm working on. That's what I was told by Anna I need to do. And that's where I'm going to focus my stuff on, is I'm focusing on right now Union State. And, you know, again, I do make mistakes and I will correct those as I know about it. And, you know, I've been doing that. Just like I said, the seal on the website and stuff, I don't know if the Union State needs to say land and soil or just soil, you know what I'm saying? But those are the questions I need to ask, and then I'll correct them, right? So anybody that needs to know what I'm doing or whatever, email me or ask me the question. I will answer every email and every question I can get, you know what I'm saying? I have nothing to hide here. All I am here is to help build this state up and running. Any questions?
I agree with you, Rocky. You're doing a great job. My prayers behind you and the rest of the members of the General Assembly. I yield.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rocky. I appreciate that. I have a lot of clarification after this meeting. I do appreciate everything that you do, and I know building a website and doing all that is very intense. So I do appreciate everything that you've done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlotte. Anybody else want to say anything? The only one last thing I want to say is, can we just please stop, just like Michelle said, stop attacking each other, stop investigating each other. Let's just work together. Let's love each other, and let's build a state, and let's get it up and running.
I concurred.
I concur, my brother, so much. Let's do this. I'm encouraged hearing from Doug, and he said that he would reach out to you, and that's actually giving me hope that you guys can actually communicate, because I know you've reached out and whatever. I'm just grateful to know and feel that you're going to be able to start talking with him. And I'm excited to think that we might be able to have Sue and Doug and everybody in our assembly in the state on the same meeting, getting along and moving forward. It's just exciting to me, working together in the name of Yahshua. I'm very grateful, and I'm always grateful for you, Rocky, and your steadfast leadership, bro. You're awesome, and Sorry if anybody got offended tonight by any of their information that's been said out now. Just know that we love each other. We have grace for each other. Nobody's been out-talked or anything like that. And the main thing is I'm feeling is that we're communicating. And just like Doug said, we don't like to say the South. We don't like to say the North. We want to be, you know, come on. We want to be together. We want to be together. If they're in truth, which it sounds to me like Doug's saying that they are, then let's do this. I mean, there's so few of us. Can you imagine if we're not wasting time attacking each other? And I mean, what we can really do together, it's exciting. So, again, Rocky, again, I'm grateful for your leadership. And I love you guys. I love all of you. That's why I'm still here. So let's move forward. And, you know, I'm really excited again about you communicating with Jill and especially with Doug and Sue to really see if we can get this worked out together. Together we're stronger. I yield.
Thank you, Keith. Anybody else? Do I hear an adjourn?
Yes. I hereby move the motion to adjourn.
Do I second it? Do I hear a second?
I'll give a second. We can adjourn. And God bless everybody. I love you all, too.
We love you all, too. Well, we're not going to have a meeting this next week because it's a holiday. It'll be the next Sunday afterwards or maybe Saturday. We haven't worked it out yet. I will shoot everybody an email. So everybody have a happy Halloween.
Nope.
Meeting adjourned.